I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You are listening to The Erin May Henry Show. This is a podcast created to help you to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. Here, we talk all about personal branding, online business, social media marketing, and everything in between. And along with serving you some incredible lessons about how to grow your personal brand, we also have some amazing chats with extraordinary entrepreneurs and influencers about how they built theirs. This podcast is going to give you everything you need to know to become known online, grow your influence, impact, and income. So with that being said, let's jump into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I hope you are having such a fabulous day. It is actually Saturday night for me now. I'm sat here in front of the computer with a glass of wine, just finishing off some work, and I really felt inspired to jump on and record a podcast. Now, I particularly wanted to record this episode and put it up early this week because I wanted to let you all know that my amazing workshop that is all about online visibility is now open for enrollment. So today's episode and the workshop were both inspired by one of the most common questions that I get, or a theme of questions that I get across, you know, all of my social media platforms. And that is from so many of you wondering why you just can't seem to grow your audience. You know, you're putting in all of the work, you're putting content out there, and you just don't seem to be attracting the right people. You're just getting a lot of bots commenting on your, you know, Instagram pictures, and you're just not getting the engagement that you'd hoped for, and therefore you're unable to grow your business in the way that you'd like. So it's the common theme that I get among so many questions. So I just really wanted to bring something out, something that was a low investment product that I could get all of you together and share everything I know about becoming visible online. So that is what the workshop is all about. The workshop is just $88 Australian, so it is a very low investment rather than, you know, in comparison to working with me one-on-one. And it's going to be held on the 3rd of June. So it is a live workshop. Leading up to the event, there is some amazing things going on in the private Facebook group. All of the girls are already getting to know each other. They're already commenting and supporting each other, and I'm in there giving as much advice as I possibly can. It is going to be amazing. After enrollment closes on the 28th of May, there is going to be a whole bunch of challenges leading up to the live event on the Sunday. Well, it'll be Sunday for me. It might be Saturday for many of you. It will be 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, the 3rd of June. And then the group will also be open for a following week after that, right up until actually the 11th of June, where you can ask any follow-up questions that you do have after the live event. Now, it also comes with a workbook, a comprehensive workbook for you to complete all of the strategies that I give to you. It's going to be super, super, super in-depth. I am pouring my heart, mind, and soul into this because I really, really, really want to just collaborate all of the questions that I do get and help you guys to become more visible online. So I'm going to leave all of the information to the enrollment and to the workshop in the description, or in the show notes, below. So you can definitely check that out. Make sure you do reach out to me if you have any questions or queries about whether the workshop is going to be right for you. It's absolutely right for, you know, entrepreneurs who are building their personal brands, entrepreneurs who are building an agency, anyone who wants to learn about social media, whether you're an influencer. It's all just about visibility. It truly is going to be about social media. It's going to be about content creation. It's going to be about organization, productivity, so that you stop using the excuses that all come up when you're trying to stay consistent online. I'm going to give you the kick in the butt you need to just start showing up and really start attracting the right people. So please do come join us. I would be absolutely honored to see you there. I'm so excited for it. And that was really the inspiration for today's episode. I wanted to come on and just let you all know that the enrollment for that is open. But I really just wanted to open your eyes to something that might be going on. And this is going to be the entire basis of the workshop. But I think this is not something that we say to ourselves, and I think this is not a question that we ask ourselves, and I think this is one of the main reasons why nobody's following us. So I've titled this podcast episode, "The Reason Why No One Is Following You." And honestly, it's going to sound painfully simple, but I really want you to sit there and marinate in it for a second. So in my opinion, and please take this with all of my love, support, and kindness, because it's going to sound harsh, but it's the truth that might set you free. The reason why nobody is following you is because they don't have to. And what I mean by this is because you're not giving them a reason to. I know it's hard to hear because we put our heart and soul into the content that we create, but sometimes we're just so deep into our own work that we're not taking the chance to step back and look at it from a bird's eye perspective and to look at the bigger picture of how we actually fit into the scene of social media. What I mean when I say they don't have to, you're not giving them a reason to, is because following you isn't a must. You know, there's so many opportunities for us on social media now for the people we can follow. Every single cat, dog, and their grandma has a social media account, and everybody is building some type of personal brand online. Now, comparatively, you to everybody else out there, if you're trying to build an audience amongst a particular niche, you have to be able to answer the question, why should they follow you? You know, why should they follow you over the people who've already built a reputation? Why should they follow you over the people that their friends are recommending them to them? Why should they follow you over the people that are being featured in Forbes magazine or MindBodyGreen? You have to be able to answer the question about what it is that you bring to the table. Why is your content different to everybody else's? What perspective, opinion, characteristics, values do you bring to the table that nobody else does? This is something that we're going to be covering extensively in the workshop, because I really want to give you the tools, strategies, and techniques to really figure this question out, because we're all searching for that missing piece of the puzzle. We're all searching for that key. We're all searching for the secret recipe that it seems some people have that we just can't get our hands on. You know, you look at all these people who just come out of nowhere and all of a sudden they start growing their social media accounts like no tomorrow. Their businesses just start to boom and you feel like they've got something that you don't have. We've all been there. Trust me, I've been there. The secret sauce, the, you know, 11 herbs and spices, whatever that recipe is that you think everybody else has, it's originality. It's bringing something to the table that nobody else has. Because when you do that, when you bring something to the table that nobody else can, then it becomes a necessity for people to follow you. Then when people find you and they realize that they can't get what you're serving anywhere else, they're going to come back for more. You know, if they enjoy it, of course, and that is all a part of speaking directly to your target audience. Again, something that we're going to cover extensively in the workshop, in the Visibility 101 workshop. But really, if you can get anything out of this podcast today, and look, I'm just going to say this was a huge shameless plug, because I want you to all come join the workshop, because it's going to allow me to serve you on so much more of a deeper level, because it's just me talking into a microphone here. I might have a delicious glass of wine next to me, but I have no visibility to you. I have no idea what's going on in your brand, in your business, and with your social media and your content. And it gives me, by joining the workshop, it gives me access to that so that I can really start tailoring the examples that I'm using to you and to everybody else who has joined. So that is why I'm promoting that workshop so heavily. But if you are going to take anything away from this podcast today, if you are going to take anything away from this episode today, really, really take a look at what you are doing online. Take a look at the content that you are creating. Take a look at how you're communicating and ask yourself, why should people follow me over everybody else there is to follow? If you can't answer that question, if you don't know what it is that you're bringing to the table, then I'm sorry to say, but you've already lost. If you just think you can get away by kind of imitating, and I'm not saying that you're copying or you're doing any of this intentionally, but I'm just saying if you can't give people a reason to follow you over the people who are already successful, if you can't bring anything else that's new, that's innovative, that's original, that's fresh, that feels good, that's exciting, and that is going to leave a taste in your audience's mouth that brings them back for more, then they're not going to follow you. There's absolutely no reason for them to. So it is now Monday here in Australia, and I'm sure it is going to be Monday morning for many of you soon when you do hear this episode. So something to do this week is to really, really sit down, look at your social media accounts, look at the presence that you're bringing online, and just simply ask that question. Simply be able to answer that question, why should somebody follow me over everybody else? And then you're going to be on the right track. And if you need help figuring that out, then I am there for you. Come join the Visibility Workshop. It is going to be epic. It is going to be everything I know about differentiating yourself and creating original content and giving people a reason to follow you. It's completely bespoke. I'm going to have so much opportunity to dive deep with everybody in the Facebook group over the weeks that the group is open. So please, if you've got any questions about the workshop, do reach out to me. If you've got any thoughts on this subject matter, then please do also reach out to me. You know where to find me on social media, at Erin May Henry, absolutely everywhere there is to be. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate your time, and I so hope to see you in the Visibility 101 workshop. So that is it for today's episode. I really hope that it was helpful for you and that you took away some key information about how you can grow a profitable and memorable personal brand online. If you have not already, I would very much appreciate it if you would leave me a review on iTunes if this podcast helped you in any way. And of course, come hang out with me either on Instagram at Erin May Henry or in the May Collective Facebook group. Now, go out there and become known online.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.